Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunish Basan Vyakoshom Labas Yitzchok. We're holding one with Siyah Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara throughout on with base brings a story which is called Tanur Shel Achnoi, the oven of Achnoi, the story with Rabbi Lezer, the tremendous, big, Yisoytistic story that Rabbi Lezer tried to convince Chachomim to follow his Shita, bringing different riyas, different proofs, as we're going to go through right now. And Chachomim did not listen to him because Acheri Rabim Lahatois, they go based on the majority. Now, Rabbi Lezer brought proofs from four different places. We'll start with the first three. The first three was the Charuv, the carob tree, who asked to move from place to place. The water, the Amas HaMayim, that asked the water to go back. And the Kaisel Beis HaMedrash, the walls of Beis HaMedrash, that should fall down to prove his point. What's the point in these three? Why these three are proving Rabbi Lezer's point? So the Mefarshim may have several explanations. We'll use here two of them, the Maharsha and the Vilna Gaon. The Maharsha says that each one of these cases that Rabbi Lezer tried to prove his point based on what this case means. You start with the carob tree. The carob tree was the fact that the charuv does not really bring fruits. We know that the carob tree brings fruits only once every 70 years. So Blazer tried to say, I want to convince you that you should follow my shita, because your shitas is not part of a rove. It's not bringing fruits. It's like a carob tree. And we learned in the Gemara Chagigo that the Divrei Torah have to be part of a rove. They have to multiply. They have to grow. So Blazer's tying it to them was that your svaras is not part of a rove. The answer back, no. Your svar is not part of the rove. You're more like a carrot tree than us. The second raya says the Maharsha that the water, Amas HaMayim, what water shows, the Gemara brings it, the water leaves the high space, goes to the low space, to show the idea of anava. So tells the Rabbi Lezer, you are Bali Gaiva. You want to say that Allah is like you, you don't want to follow my lead because you're a Gaiva. So that was his ride from the Amas HaMayim. That wasn't accepted either. They're telling him, maybe your Taino is coming from Gaivo and your level. And then he said, look at both of the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is something necessary for Am Yisrael. Even Bilam, that says all the brochas of Bilam, turned back to Klala. Except the broch of my Tovu Alecho Yaakov, that the Beis Medrash need to stay. So he told him, if you're based on your krumkeit, you're going to cause the Beis Medrash to be destroyed. So according to the Maharsha, these three things were to point out that he felt that their svar was not correct, and they're compared to either a carob or to the water in the wrong way, or to the Beis Medrash being destroyed. Throughout down the name of Vilna Gaon, printed in the Cradle of Yo, that what the way the Gemara explained it, was that these three things are the three kinyonim, the way a person is koyin etoro. How does a person koyin etoro? So number one is, he has to be mistapik b'mot. He has to not indulge himself and enjoy life. And that's what the carob tree represents. As we know, chinin b'doiso, all he ate was carob, erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. The second thing, like a Maharsha says, is to be an onof, to be someone who's like the water that goes to a low place. And the third thing is that he needs to be shokud el Torah. He needs to be masvin. He has to learn Torah the whole time. So Rabbi Lezer is trying to prove that he had all these kinyanim of Torah. He shows the carob tree to show that he was mistapek b'mut. He shows the water to show that he was an anuf. And he shows the koisle b'samendish, they will prove that he was always a b'samendish learning. So he says, please follow my opinion, because I have all the kinyonim of Torah, so you should follow my opinion. And then Rabbi Lezer brought his knockout punch raya, and that's the baskul. A baskul came from Shemaim and said halachas like a blazer. And still, Chachom, you said, Achei Rabim Lahatos, we don't listen to the baskul. So here, it's very hard to understand. So what is the baskul? The baskul is not true? Is the baskul something we don't follow? So the Ben Yoyada says, yes, in this case, the baskul was just to come and strengthen the koyach of halacha in Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu purposely brought a baskul. See, he knew that the chachamim will not listen to the baskul. They're going to go achi rabim la'atos. And this baskul will just strengthen the fact that halacha goes based on the rabim. So usually, of course, you do follow a baskul. But in this case, the baskul is meant for a certain purpose. But the Maharal says something very, very deep. The Maharal says that a baskoil is not in the level of Torah. Torah is compared to Nevuah. Torah is what comes straight from Shammai, from Hashem. Baskoil is not. He says the baskoil is something which is korov la'adam, is close to an Adam, and it reflects what the Adam thinks. Rav Eliyahu Dessler, the Michta Eliyahu, explains it a little bit. The pshat is, a person, when he wants to think about something, he has negiyas. He has always something which is, you know, all the chishboinus, other things that go into his mind that he doesn't even realize. A baskoil is a clear vision of what's the truth in his eyes. Is as clear as a person can get, as emistic as a person can get towards himself. But it's still based on his understanding, on his tfisa of the world. The baskoil means that a person is able to connect to his higher self, to his most elevated place that he's able to get in his own das. Kivyachol is showing him from Shemayim, this when you're thinking, this is your pure, clear thought. But it's still the das of the Adam. And the Torah is in a higher level. The Torah says, Acharei Rabbim La'atos, you go based on the Rabbim. The Torah says, Lo'i b'shamayim, we're not going based on Shemayim. And according to the Maharal, it means we're not going based on how Shemayim reflect what an Adam wants. Because the Torah is greater. So this is a tremendous chiddush of the Maharal, that a baskel is based on the madrega of the Adam that gets the baskel. And that's why it's not a contradiction to what Torah is all about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.